Fall Swedish Food Fest. The main course is no turkey, but fish. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Marlene Kennan, and I am the president of the Stanton Cultural and Heritage Center.
My name is Myrna Johnson, and I'm from Stanton, Iowa.
My name is Ross Rossander, and I am past president here. Was president for 2 years, currently retired Air Force. In November, the Swedish people are known for having lutefisk. Around November 20th or 22nd, somewhere in there, we sponsor a lutefisk supper. Lutefisk is a dried codfish that's caught off the coast of Sweden, and it's imported here, and it used to come dried, and it would be in a barrel, and you would take it home and soak it in lye water to get it back to its consistency of fish. And of course, it has a rather bad aroma when you did all of that, and that's what most people remember, is how bad it smelled. But today, normally we get it now, it's frozen, and it comes in to the grocery store in Red Oak, and we can order ever how much we want. We order 25 pounds for our supper here that day. The community is invited to come in, and we have hors d'oeuvres here in the center. The hors d'oeuvres that we have here are Swedish meatballs, Swedish hard bread that's broken up with lingonberries to put on those, and glögg, which is a drink that's made again in Sweden. We bring it here and then add some wine to it and some cloves and raisins. Everyone has a little glass of that with their hors d'oeuvres. And then everyone goes downtown to the senior center where the lutefisk, brown beans, mashed potatoes and cucumber salad are served, and lingonberries on ustekaka.
There's one thing he forgot, something that's a favorite of mine, and that's herring.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, pickled herring.
The pickled herring. Oh, we love that. Love it.
Ost in Swedish is cheese. Ost. So this is called ustekaka, cheesecake. And it's not like the cheesecake you buy at town now. They start with something like clabbered milk, isn't it? And it makes kind of like cottage cheese.
Except it's sweet.
It's sweet.
Sweet milk.
But they put into that then eggs, milk, and it's kind of like a custard around that. And then that is, as far as I know, that's the ingredients. And then they bake that. And then after that's baked, it's served with a sauce. Now, in my family, we served a grape creme. We call it creme, meaning cream. In Sweden, we were served that, and they served it with jordgubb, which means strawberries. We visited in a Swedish home. We had ostekaka with strawberries. One of the ladies in our community, who is a school teacher also, makes this, and a lot of it. And the proceeds that she gets, she gives to the church, for youth, I believe, isn't it? That young people to go to camp and stuff like that. So it's very popular here.
You know, there were a lot of things that people did years and years and years ago throughout the country, but we had, you know, certain ones that seemed to stick here.
In our visits to Sweden, my husband and I went several times, and apples are very prolific in Sweden. Apples and potatoes, and I think that's where we get our potatoes corv, because they have a lot of that. The climate is conducive to growing apples and potatoes, and so I think that they probably brought a tradition with them of eating a lot of apples, because I know when the Swedish people have visited us, one day we went to the grocery store, and these two women went and bought little apples like this, that size, and to eat. Just raw, and I think that's what they're used to having over there.
Marlene Kennan, Myrna Johnson, and Ross Rossander of the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center in Stanton. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator, Ricky Saltzman, and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.